Questa è la seconda lezione di Pimsleur Inglese 2.
Listen to this conversation. Mr. Johnson is speaking with Mrs. Mazzoli.
Mrs. Mazzoli, would you like to have lunch?
Thanks, but I ate at the hotel with my daughter.
Which daughter? The older one?
Yes, Maria. She lives here in New York now.
She speaks English, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. She lives with some American friends, and she speaks English very well.
Listen again.
Mrs. Mazzoli, would you like to have lunch?
Thanks, but I ate at the hotel with my daughter.
Which daughter? The older one?
Yes, Maria. She lives here in New York now.
She speaks English, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. She lives with some American friends, and she speaks English very well.
Now, how do you ask in English?
Quando siete arrivati?
When did you arrive?
Ieri mattina.
Yesterday morning.
Siamo arrivati ieri mattina.
We arrived yesterday morning.
Adesso vuole dire sono arrivato questa mattina o stamattina. Come si dice questa o questo?
This. This.
Now try to say
stamattina.
This morning.
Say,
sono arrivato stamattina.
I arrived this morning. This morning.
Che cosa ha fatto stamattina?
What did you do this morning?
Ha comprato qualcosa?
Did you buy anything?
Answer.
No, non ho comprato niente.
No, I didn't buy anything.
Non volevo niente.
I didn't want anything.
E non ho comprato niente stamattina.
And I didn't buy anything this morning.
Ask.
Quanto tempo resta? Faccia la domanda in tutti e due i modi.
How long are you going to stay? How long are you staying?
Answer.
Per alcune settimane.
For a few weeks.
How do you ask?
Perché lei è qui a New York?
Why are you here in New York?
Ha degli amici qui?
Do you have some friends here?
Now try to ask.
Ha degli amici qui, non è vero?
You have some friends here, don't you? Don't you?
Say,
no, sono a New York.
No, I'm in New York.
Perché lavoro qui? Si ricordi in inglese si dice letteralmente vado a lavorare qui.
Because I'm going to work here.
Now try to say the same thing using the alternate form.
I'm working here. I'm working here.
Per alcune settimane.
For a few weeks.
Lavoro stamattina.
I'm going to work this morning. I'm working this morning.
E lavoro qui.
And I'm going to work here. I'm working here.
Domani mattina.
Tomorrow morning.
Forse.
Maybe.
È qui da solo?
Listen and repeat.
Are you here alone? Alone. Alone.
How do you say
da solo o solo?
Alone. Alone.
Ask,
è qui da solo?
Are you here alone?
Say that you're here with your wife. Say that you're here with your wife.
I'm here with my wife.
Non sono qui da solo.
I'm not here alone.
Restiamo qui.
We're going to stay here. We're staying here.
Per alcuni giorni insieme.
For a few days together.
E poi mia moglie va a Washington da sola.
And then my wife is going to go to Washington alone.
Try to say the same thing using the alternate form.
My wife is going to Washington alone.
Lei vuole andare a trovare nostra figlia.
She wants to see our daughter.
Ask.
La maggiore?
The older one?
O la minore?
Listen and repeat.
Or the younger one? Younger. Younger. The younger one.
Ask.
La maggiore o la minore?
The older one or the younger one?
Come va la sua pronuncia?
Listen and repeat again.
The older. The younger. The older one or the younger one?
Answer.
La minore.
The younger one.
Abbiamo comprato molte cose.
We bought a lot of things.
Per la nostra figlia minore.
For our younger daughter.
E oggi?
And today?
Compriamo una macchina.
We're going to buy a car.
Una macchina?
A car?
Say that cars are very expensive.
Cars are very expensive.
Say,
lo so, letteralmente so.
I know.
Ma abbiamo bisogno di una macchina.
But we need a car.
Abbiamo bisogno di una macchina per nostra figlia.
We need a car for our daughter.
Ask,
la sua figlia minore?
Your younger daughter?
No, la maggiore.
No, the older one.
Abita da sola.
She lives alone. She lives alone.
E lei ha bisogno di una macchina.
And she needs a car.
Ask.
Abita a Boston, non è vero?
She lives in Boston, doesn't she?
Risponda di sì nella forma breve.
Yes, she does.
Ma adesso è qui con noi. Si ricordi di collocare l'espressione di tempo alla fine della frase.
But she's here with us now.
Abbiamo mangiato con lei.
We ate with her.
Stamattina.
This morning.
E stasera?
And tonight.
Try to say,
ceniamo.
We're going to have dinner.
And now try to say it using the alternate form.
We're having dinner. Having.
Con nostro figlio.
Listen and repeat.
With our son. 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 With our son.
Stasera ceniamo con nostro figlio?
Tonight we're going to have dinner with our son. We're having dinner with our son.
In un buon ristorante.
At a good restaurant.
Ask.
Suo figlio abita a Boston, non è vero?
Your son lives in Boston, doesn't he?
Say.
Sì, nostro figlio abita a Boston.
Yes, our son lives in Boston.
Ed anche nostra figlia abita lì.
And our daughter lives there too.
Try to ask,
quale figlia?
Which daughter?
La maggiore.
The older one.
La nostra figlia minore.
Our younger daughter.
La nostra figlia minore abita a Washington.
Our younger daughter lives in Washington.
Try to say,
Nostro figlio è arrivato.
Our son arrived.
Nostro figlio è arrivato ieri a New York.
Our son arrived in New York yesterday.
È arrivato ieri sera.
Listen and repeat.
He arrived last night. Night. Last. Last night.
Letteralmente si dice
yesterday night. Say,
è arrivato ieri sera.
He arrived last night.
Ask,
quando è arrivato?
When did he arrive?
Answer,
è arrivato ieri sera.
He arrived last night.
Alle 11.
At 11 o'clock.
Say,
è molto tardi. Usi
that's.
That's very late.
Say that you know.
I know.
È arrivato molto tardi.
He arrived very late.
E lui parte.
And he's going to leave. He's leaving.
Domani sera.
Tomorrow night.
Perché?
Because.
Lei ricorda come si dice, lui vuole andare.
He wants to go.
Try to say,
lui vuole andare a Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
He wants to go to Philadelphia. Philadelphia. To Philadelphia. He wants to go to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia è una delle città più vecchie degli Stati Uniti e si trova tra New York e Washington. Mi dica ancora una volta che lei vuole andare a Philadelphia.
He wants to go to Philadelphia.
Ask.
Va da solo? Faccia la domanda in tutti e due i modi.
Is he going to go alone? Is he going alone?
Provi a rispondere di no nella forma breve.
No, he's not. No, he isn't.
Un'amica va con lui.
A friend is going to go with him. A friend is going with him.
Vanno a Philadelphia domani.
They're going to go to Philadelphia tomorrow. They're going to Philadelphia tomorrow.
Adesso, ecco come si dice, siamo andati.
Listen and repeat.
We went. 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 We went.
Say,
siamo andati a Filadelfia.
We went to Philadelphia.
Siamo andati a Filadelfia ieri.
We went to Philadelphia yesterday.
Answer.
Siamo andati a Filadelfia.
We went to Philadelphia.
Nostro figlio vuole andare lì domani.
Our son wants to go there tomorrow. Our son wants to go there tomorrow.
Siamo andati lì ieri.
We went there yesterday.
Try to ask.
Avete cenato lì?
Did you have dinner there? Did you have dinner there?
Avete mangiato in un buon ristorante?
Did you eat at a good restaurant?
Risponda di sì nella forma breve.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Abbiamo mangiato con degli amici.
We ate with some friends.
In un buon ristorante.
At a good restaurant.
Avete parlato in inglese con i vostri amici? Si ricordi che in è sottointeso.
Did you speak English with your friends? Did you speak English with your friends?
Risponda di no nella forma breve.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
Vanno a Filadelfia domani.
They're going to go to Philadelphia tomorrow. They're going to Philadelphia tomorrow.
Ask.
Le piace Filadelfia, non è vero?
You like Philadelphia, don't you? You like Philadelphia, don't you?
Try to say.
Sì, Filadelfia mi piace molto. Con piace molto usi l'espressione
very much.
Yes, I like Philadelphia very much. I like Philadelphia very much.
Siamo andati a Filadelfia ieri.
We went to Philadelphia yesterday.
E nostro figlio vuole andare lì.
And our son wants to go there.
Domani.
Tomorrow.
È arrivato a New York ieri sera.
He arrived in New York last night. Last night.
E domani?
And tomorrow?
Lui parte.
He's going to leave. He's leaving.
Vuole andare a Filadelfia.
He wants to go to Philadelphia.
La nostra figlia minore?
Our younger daughter.
La nostra figlia minore è a Washington.
Our younger daughter is in Washington.
E la nostra figlia maggiore, Maria?
And our older daughter, Mary?
La nostra figlia maggiore va a Boston da sola.
Our older daughter is going to go to Boston alone. Our older daughter is going to Boston alone.
Try to ask,
le piace Boston, non è vero? Riferendosi alla figlia.
She likes Boston, doesn't she? She likes Boston, doesn't she?
Answer.
Sì, le piace molto Boston.
Yes, she likes Boston very much.
Parla inglese molto bene.
She speaks English very well.
Try to say,
ha mangiato con noi stamattina.
She ate with us this morning. She ate with us this morning.
Ask,
avete mangiato in un buon ristorante?
Did you eat at a good restaurant?
Say,
sì, abbiamo mangiato in un buon ristorante.
Yes, we ate at a good restaurant.
Alla 52esima strada est.
On East 52nd Street.
Try to say,
mangiamo lì anche questa sera.
We're going to eat there tonight, too.
Now, try to say the same thing using the alternate form.
We're eating there tonight, too. We're eating.
È molto buono.
It's very good.
E non troppo caro.
And not too expensive.
Ask,
vorrebbe mangiare lì con noi stasera?
Would you like to eat there with us tonight?
Come risponderà nell'accettare l'invito nella forma breve?
Yes, I would. Yes, thanks, I would.
Fine della seconda lezione.